From NPR News, this is Day to Day. The Justice Department says it's busted a major international identity theft ring. The suspects originally stole more than 40 million debit and credit card numbers. Prosecutors say these high-tech criminals hacked into the computer networks of such retailers as Barnes & Noble and TJ Maxx, among others. Marketplace's Amy Scott is here now. And Amy, apparently the defendants used a tactic that is called war driving. What is war driving?
Well, it's as scary as it sounds. The defendants allegedly drove around shopping mall parking lots with laptops looking for wireless internet signals, and then were able to somehow hack into these retailers' networks and capture millions of debit and credit card numbers. 11 people from 5 countries have been charged, including a Secret Service informant who could face life in prison. They're accused of selling credit card numbers on the black market, as well as using the stolen numbers to withdraw thousands of dollars at a time from ATMs.
Wow. So 40 million of these numbers, I'm sure a lot of people listening to this have shopped at Barnes & Noble and TJ Maxx or any of the other stores. Should they be nervous?
Well, I put that question to Peter Swire. He teaches privacy law at Ohio State University. Some of these cases date back several years, so it's likely that any damage has already been done. But Swire says people should still check their credit records.
If you shopped at these stores, then your credit card quite possibly was compromised. That's a reason to check your credit card records to make sure that no one else is using it. And it could be a reason to check your credit history using the free credit reports to make sure no one has gone and tried to do identity theft on you.
To access a free credit report, Swire says people should go to the Federal Trade Commission website.
Okay, so let's say I do that and I discover a problem. What happens next? Do I get my money back?
If somebody steals your credit card number, your maximum loss is $50. The bank that issued the credit card is ultimately on the hook. Now, if it's a debit card that's linked directly to your bank account, it can be a little harder to get your money back. And of course, if there's any damage to your credit score, that can take a long time to sort out and can potentially cost a lot of money as well.
So what safeguards are authorities putting in the wake of this bust to make it more secure, to make our cards more secure?
Well, ultimately, it's the job of the retailer's IT people to keep their networks safe. Peter Swire says this case does send a strong signal to criminals. But another privacy expert I talked to today told me that consumers should basically assume that they're going to be victims of identity theft and act accordingly.
All right. Well, thank you, Amy, for that sobering report. Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.